The other day, I saw a cartoon where one kid says to another, "Did you know that the wise men brought frankincense and myrrh as presents to the baby Jesus?" The other kid thinks for a minute and says, "I'll bet he was glad it wasn't socks and underwear." Socks and underwear would have been pretty weird, to be sure. But haven't you wondered at some time in your life about those wise men from the East and their gifts? When I was young, living in California, and I am definitely a Westerner, all I knew of the East was my mom's story of when we lived in Brooklyn. And one picture that I have of my dad and me outside our apartment house, and it somehow didn't seem to fit the biblical image very well. And as for the strange words, frankincense and myrrh, I just shrugged philosophically. They were part of the many things one doesn't quite understand. Now, gold, being the third gift, gave me the idea that frankincense and myrrh were good things and maybe even worth a lot. In California, in my childhood, I lived near Oroville, which had the 1849 gold rush in its history, and some of our pensioners, we called them, in our rural community still panned for gold. So I knew gold. Now, we moderns would not bring incense to honor the birth of a world-changing baby heralded as a king. But in those days, frankincense and myrrh were highly valued literally and symbolically. They were resin from trees that only grew in a small desert area, so they were in high demand, bringing wealth to the Arabs who controlled them. Some things don't change, I guess. Frankincense and myrrh were used reverently. Frankincense from a white resin was burned on holy altars. Myrrh was a bitter incense and ointment, representing the sorrows of life, and it was also used to anoint the bodies of the dead. Those tired, much-traveled magi arriving at the light-filled manger on their footsore camels brought the profound love that underlies reverence. They brought one material gift, the gold, that would undoubtedly help the young family to live and thrive. And they brought two other gifts that represented the holiness of mystery and embodied what we humans do to honor both the uplifting and the life-affirming, and also the whole of life, which also involves sorrow and death. I want to tell you about a magi-worthy gift that my children and I received one year at the season of the Holy Child's birth. We received it from a secular Jew. And this is a story some of you know. I was 20 years old. My kids were 3 and 4. They attended a very good sliding scale fee daycare center run by the state of California for poor working parents, mostly mothers, in Redwood City on the San Francisco Peninsula. I took Betsy and Scotty to the child care center. We always just called it child care. That was its name. I took them at 7 a.m. where they got a hot breakfast for $1 a week extra for both of them. I then headed out for my Stanford classes and returned at 3 p.m. to work at childcare until 6, closing up the place. That Christmas season, it was my and our first one living by ourselves. We planned on no decorations because we had no money for it, and I rationalized bravely, "We're going to Mom's for Christmas anyway." I mean, it was fine, right? Well, one evening, a couple of weeks before Christmas, we looked outside, and there was Allie Wolf parking in front of our tiny house. Al Wolf, whom everyone called Allie Wolf, worked in the after-school part of the child care center, and we didn't know him very well, just as kind of a colleague in passing. Al was a no-nonsense, unpartnered, and I'm kind of thinking now that he might have been gay. I didn't think about it then. Very New York Jew kind of a guy. Not a sentimental bone in his body, he would have said. We ran out to discover what was going on. And Allie Wolf climbed out of his car with a beautiful little evergreen tree and a couple of bags in his hands. Our mouths fell open, and my toddler's eyes shone. Mine probably did too. In his bags, he had a tree stand, a couple of strands of small lights, and some funny little ornaments. Matter of fact, shrugging off our amazement and thanks, he helped us set it up on an end table. We looped the lights and plugged them in, and voila, our little furnished living room had a shining corner. We oohed and awed over the little ornaments, hanging them with laughter and excitement on the tree. When we finished, Christmas had come to 202 Redwood Avenue. That's how we always said our address. The three magicians who had come from far, far away to worship and bring gifts to the holy babe's altar were pretty unlikely. So was Allie Wolf, putting out his cigarette as he got out of his car, grabbing the very magic tree and trimmings. Allie Wolf, like the Magi, brought love with him. A profound love we hadn't suspected, a compassion and loving kindness worthy of the most devout Buddhist. Like the Magi, his gifts came at personal sacrifice. Allie made very little working at childcare. I think he was a lonely man, and Lord knows I was lonely that Christmas. In his practical, no-nonsense way, he acknowledged the sorrows of life and reached out to heal them. And he, non-practicing Jew that he was, brought us symbols of all that is best and most holy of our season. He brought us the evergreen of hope and ongoing life. He brought light into the darkest time of the year. He brought laughter and delight in the form of silly little ornaments. The wonder and hope that arose from the unlikely gift bringer sang in our delighted hearts, amazed that he would go to all that trouble for our little family, basically three kids. The Magi, pulled east by a shining star, journeyed for the sake of love and peace. Allie Wolf did too, pulled to the tiny house on Redwood Avenue by the affection in his heart. A lot of decades, have passed since Allie Wolf, the wise man and also a wise guy, came bearing gifts for my kids and me. My grandchildren are older than I was that Christmas, but I still have a few of those presents. They are funky and battered by the years. All the breakable ones are broken. But they are always the ones I have always cherished as gifts that brought the matter-of-fact holy into a kind of sad little house. Gifts that brought laughter and human connection and the wide, shining eyes of love. Here are the ones I have. May all our gifts to each other bring healing and light and hope and wonder and love.